And for those of you that weren't aware, Matt Bramley has just won for postgraduate in a really was a one-horse race. We can see him now being congratulated. He's making his way over. He looks very pleased with himself. Oh, he keeps getting patted.
Get an interview with him. He's absolutely mobbed with supporters here. You can truly see how he won this in a first.
Oh, he's literally getting covered in kisses by Seb Chimo there. Come on, Matt.
Matt Bramley. Oh. Can we get into this? Sorry. Matt Bramley.
Sorry to tear you away. We were saying sorry to tear you away. You're getting showered in affection there.
Don't worry.
How do you feel? How pleased are you to have won?
It feels absolutely incredible.
Were you quietly confident, or was this unexpected?
The thing is, it's just impossible to know, because you do your best. You do absolute best all 2 weeks' time, but you've got no feedback at all, so you've no idea what's going on. And Rajesh is a great candidate. He had a lot of good ideas, and I think he made a good officer as well, so I just did not know what was going to happen to him.
We were seeing just before you came up here for the interview, you being flooded by people. Truly shows the passion behind your campaign team there. But you're now in office. What's the manifesto point you're looking forward to putting in action most?
Well, without a doubt, to be honest, my personal favourite thing that I want to do is just to improve the social life for postgrads here at the university. I think academically, Nottingham is a great place to be. At the moment, the social life is kind of lacking. And I mean, I love planning events, and we've had some great feedback from what we've done this year. And to be honest, I'm just looking forward to expanding on that.
Are you glad that the election week is over, or are you going to miss it?
It's kind of
be
bittersweet.
Honest.
It's kind of bittersweet, isn't it? Because I mean... It came to 3 o'clock. I kind of felt I didn't know what to do. I was used to going up to speaking to people. I will miss it for sure, but I'm kind of glad it's over as well, definitely.
And you've got the Bramley family brand behind you now. Are there any more brothers, or is it just the two of you? Anyone else coming?
There are five of us in total.
Five of us.
Our younger sister, Emma, has an offer to come here next year.
So you're planning Nottingham domination.
She's a better athlete than all of us, so she will be here possibly next year, and we'll see what happens.
Wow.
During media day and other such times, you've been to URN, had the opportunity to sell yourself to the postgraduate voters. You've sold yourself, you have the office now. What are you saying to postgraduates?
I would like to say, first of all, thank you so much for having the faith in me that I could do this. Second of all, if you're going to be here next year, feel free to get in touch with me. I mean, I don't have all the answers for sure. I've never done a PhD, so if you've got ideas about how we can improve this experience for postgrads, feel free to let me know, and I will take it all on board.
Matt Bramley there. Thank you very much. Just-